Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Micah Parsons, as he does every, I guess, Tuesday on his podcast after a Cowboys game with Bleacher Report, he had a lot to say about the media's scrutiny of his man Dak Prescott and the Cowboys in general. Here we go.
I just don't condone the bashing of Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys and have the same energy for the Eagles. We want the same energy for everybody because there's a whole bunch of bashing when it's Dak Prescott, but not the same when it's the Eagles. I got time today. A lot of people said the Browns defense was overhyped. I said the Browns are the real deal. Acho said this, which pissed me off. I'm not worried about the 49ers. They were missing Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel. The Browns were missing Deshaun Watson, Nick Chubb. They were missing them key factors before the game even started. So why is it that we are just scrubs and we're nobodies that don't deserve to be on the field and we're just all talk, but there's 100 excuses for these other teams? If y'all just want to hate Cowboys Nation, just say y'all hate Cowboys Nation. I'm tired of people trashing my quarterback. I'm tired of people trashing my team. And that's why I had nothing to say to the media this week. You want to hear me talk? Come to hear me talk on The Edge Monday night. And that's point blank period.
Oh, wow. So I hadn't heard that part, Rob, where he's cutting off.
After listening to him, I don't want to hear him. Thank you. After hearing that
well,
dribble.
Well, go ahead. He got
dude,
your
that's
goat,
typical.
So go ahead
this
first.
Is just the unsophisticated, why are you so tough on us? You're the Cowboys. What part don't you get? You're the freaking Cowboys, Micah Parsons. You're not playing for the Carolina Panthers. It's so ridiculous that he would get on and bellyache. You're on every damn primetime game more than anybody else in the effing league. I'm so mad. Come to Bleacher Report and hear me talk. That's why I didn't talk to the media, because you won't get any quick questions. We're here to dribble. There's no pushback. What fan in their right mind wants to hear Micah Parsons cry? Like a big baby.
Oh, it's a lot to do when to hear that.
You win some games, damn it. That's all you got to do. You don't understand it? The Cowboys haven't been to an NFC Championship game, Chris, since when?
1995.
No, since Moby Dick was a guppy. That's why. You got an owner who has a radio show on the radio all the time. Come on, dude. Don't be that naive.
You hit it on the head.
Stop it.
He is right. I think you're even saying that. Yeah, you're right, Micah. There is more energy for the Cowboys than there are for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Sorry, that's
There's
how it is.
There's more energy for Dak Prescott than there is for Joshua Dobbs. All right? That's the first thing. You are America's team. I know they haven't won since you've been alive.
But you are America's team. And Rob, just like I say it, in the NBA, the glamour team is the Lakers. In Major League Baseball, the glamour team is the Yankees. Everything you do in those three organizations, including the Cowboys, is magnified.
And good, bad, or indifferent. Yes. It doesn't matter.
Let me get to the owner before I give the good, because you're absolutely right. And that's what Micah needs to see, the good. But Jerry Jones, unlike any owner in sports, has a weekly show. Rob, who was on the pregame Monday night? Was it the GM, Stephen Jones?
Nope.
Was it the head coach?
Nope.
Was it a player? It was Jerry freaking Jones, the owner. And because your owner is constantly running his mouth, and because your owner is saying controversial, newsworthy things, he puts you and your teammates under the microscope. That's why there is not the same energy for other teams. But there's a positive, Micah. Rob, who's the most talked about defensive player in the league?
I don't know why, but it's him.
Because he's a Cowboy, Micah Parsons. Is he having a better year than T.J. Watt? No. Is he having a better career than T.J. Watt? No. But who's the one being compared to Lawrence Taylor? It ain't T.J. Watt. Is Dak Prescott hasn't made a Pro Bowl since 2018. Since 2018, he's made the same amount of Pro Bowls as Mac Jones, that's one. All right? And yet he is treated, and he's not viewed as a superstar because people know he's not that level of player, but he is a celebrity because he's the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. And all the endorsement money, all the publicity that comes with you being a Cowboy, that's the positive. So, yeah, the negative is when you lose, you're going to get ripped more than your average team. I mean, you did get beat by 32. And you did get beat by the one-win Arizona Cardinals. You happen to be there one win. So there's that too, Rob.
It just mind-boggling. It's just mind-boggling. People want to cover themselves and think like they're giving you some honest take. It is, for a lot of these guys, it's the most dishonest take that they could give fans. And fans could flock there because fans are derived from the word fanatic. I get it. But it's dishonest. And that's why, Chris, team websites don't have the traffic that established real news gathering organizations do, because people see through it and know what it is, okay, when the team is running the site. And it's just fine if that's what you're interested in. But don't make it like you can't understand the difference between you and the Carolina Panthers, or you and the Tampa Bay Bucks, or you and one of these other teams, Chris. You have no idea why they're talking about the Cowboys in such pressure and intensity, dude. This is basics. We all know that. Did the Yankees have a? Did everybody let the Yankees go away quietly when they didn't make the playoffs this year? They got killed.
Nope.
Chris, they got killed.
Yep.
The GM, the manager, Judge, Stanton, all those guys, they got killed. Stop. When you're the big dog, this is what happens. You get all that love when you're winning, and you get all that pushback when things aren't going right. Right. I don't think the Cowboys are mistreated or anything. They probably get, for a team that has won three playoff games in the last 28 years, probably gets way too much coverage anyway.
No, they do. That's my point, Rob. They do. And that's look, if they were playing as they've been playing and they were in, as you said, Carolina, they wouldn't be getting this much pub. Now, they would be viewed as a good team, 4-2. Good win over the Chargers, blew out some bad teams. But also, Rob, people would look at them getting housed by the Niners, and you know what they would say, Rob? They're not for real. They beat up on these little chumps. They're not for real. And a lot of people said that with the Cowboys, but I also think, Rob, a lot of people still are giving the Cowboys a chance. And as you said, they are at the top of every show. We didn't treat the Niners' loss to the Browns or the Eagles' loss to the Jets. Now, I mean, we as individuals, me and you, the Odd Couple, and also just the media in general. We didn't. But all that, Rob, it's some of that also is on the fact that your owner has turned the Cowboys into like they're more than a football franchise. They're like I've said it. They're like a soap opera. They're a drama. And so all of that feeds into it, and that is what you know. Micah Parsons is experiencing. He may not know, Rob. I mean, how old is he? 23. They haven't won anything since he's been alive. It's possible he doesn't know, but we explaining it to you. It's because you're the Cowboys, and there are benefits to it as well. And so he's got to understand that and take the good with the bad.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it. Give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This was actually written by Mike Florio on Pro Football Talk in July, in the summer. But it's caught today. It really caught fire. And the story, Rob, is that Caleb Williams, the presumed number one pick, the defending Heisman Trophy winner, the quarterback out of USC, who is fantastic. The story is that he wants whatever team drafted him or drafts him to give him partial ownership of the team. Now, Aaron Rodgers, according to a source for PFT, Rob, Pro Football Talk, he attempted the same thing when he went to the Jets this summer. He was, you know, wanted to get some ownership, and the owner shut that down. Now, it's not clear from the reports out there if this is against the collective bargaining agreement. I would think it is.
I don't know how you could be an owner and a player.
Right.
Rob G has some, because I
remember when Michael Jordan was the owner, had ownership in the Washington Wizards, and then wanted to come back and play, and he had to give up that ownership.
They made Magic do that. Magic had to sell his shit. Didn't he have to sell his Chris to come back?
Well, I got the answer for you guys. According to an article in Forbes, this was published back in 2017, actually. There is no rule that outright states an NFL player cannot own the team or part of the team. However, due to salary cap restrictions, it is extremely unlikely because the owners would allow it.
Well, yeah, how? I mean, you couldn't. That. Thank you for that, Rob G. I'm surprised there's no rule. They probably have just thought it was so out of bounds that there's no way it would even come up. And also, Rob, the thing that makes it really hard to do is, I mean, there are other issues, human issues, but just from a financial standpoint, you got a salary cap. You talk about like going over the cap. If a guy has ownership of the team, how do you even calculate that?
Exactly. It wouldn't work. Chris, you're 100% right. Let me tell you something. Caleb Williams is an unbelievable talent. I think he'll be the first pick. God forbid something happens. But other than if he just plays and does what he has done, Chris, he'll be the first pick. And you can shoot for pie in the sky, ask for whatever you want. It's negotiations. I just don't see it. But the stories that keep coming out are the ones that I just start to scratch my head. Like, well, I'm not going to go in the draft. I'm going to go to wherever I want to go. I want ownership in this. And next will be like Lincoln Riley has to be the coach. And that's the only way I'm going to go to that. Like, for all the talent, Chris, when I start to hear all that, I don't know if I'm an owner, if I want to get involved in a guy who's that much into everything. Like,
nah, look, that's an understandable statement.
That's it. Like you could add whatever you want, but I'm talking about me personally as an owner. I want you to play. I'm the owner. You know what I mean? We have a GM, just like players trying to dictate everything. I can't, you can't operate like that. And all of these stories, whether that I'm assuming they're true, Chris, but they would bother me a little bit that this is going to be more than just drafting a franchise quarterback, developing him, and trying to win a Super Bowl. That there will be, because if you allow any of this prior to him getting there, opened up such a can of worms. There's no turning back. There's just no turning back.
Well, let me say a few things. I think that's well said. I agree with pretty much everything you said, Rob. A few things. Number one, and Caleb Williams is great. I would take him number one. But for what it's worth, Rob, the midseason All-American team, now this is ESPN, so it's just, their opinion, but they picked the midseason All-America team today. Caleb Williams was not only not the quarterback, he wasn't the second quarterback. Well, the starter was Michael Penix Jr. of Washington.
Who's having a great season.
Having a great year. Yeah, I'm not going to say he's better than Caleb, but he's having a great year. And Jaden Daniels from LSU was the second quarterback.
Well, he's also, this is right ahead, whenever they did the selection, Chris, was right ahead the terrible game, his worst college
probably
game against
Notre
Dame.
Probably coming off is my guess.
Right? Yeah.
Coming off.
It must have been.
He had three interceptions.
In the first half.
He hasn't been great the last 2 weeks or last two games. You know, he had only one touchdown. He wasn't as bad, but he had only one touchdown in the previous game and no picks. But like you said, he had three against Notre Dame. And Arizona, he had the one touchdown, but only 219 yards passing. So that's one thing, Rob. And we've said it. As much as you like him, as good as he looks, there's no sure thing at quarterback in the NFL. It just isn't. We've seen too many guys that people thought was a sure thing that were drafted first or drafted second or drafted third that never, ever panned out. So we don't know what we're going to get from him. But beyond, you're right. Like, the bottom line is Caleb Williams needs to just be focused on being the best quarterback he can in the NFL, Rob, because the jump from college to NFL is obviously – a huge one for a quarterback, obviously. And so you just need to be focused on that. And as an owner, right, let's just play with it. What? So you get to choose the coach? So you get to choose the coaching staff? So you get to choose the GM? Really? You get to do the roster? I mean, that doesn't even make sense.
That makes no sense. We've talked about this before when they were talking about players being involved and about drafting players, Chris. And I was like, you scouted them?
Right.
You really scouted them and you know what? Dude, I don't care if you watch their highlights on ESPN. Have you scouted these people?
Right.
That you're talking about, right. You want them to draft and all this
stuff.
I'm
sorry.
It's not possible. People do it for a living. That's
right.
What they do for a living, Chris. Not as a hobby. It's their livelihoods.
In football, it would be impossible. Basketball, I guess, because you got only 12 to 15 players, might be possible. Might. But football, it literally would be impossible for a player to know enough about everybody else in the draft to lead the draft. Now, you hire people to do, but the bottom line is no player should have that much power. And to be honest, Rob, it puts the player in a bad position. How in the world are you going to, be in that locker room and you're going to be in charge of cutting guys? You're going to be in there's no way it could work.
You have a bad day with the coach,
if
Chris.
If we're fantasizing, it could only be, you would have to be, you'd have to be beyond the greatest player ever, Rob. You would have to be like Superman darn near. Because if you're not, if you're human and you have bad games here and there like everybody else, even no matter how good they are, you can't, you know what I mean? You can't be the owner and have guys look at you the right way.
And then here's the other thing. Okay. You're the coach and one of the players, Chris, you're yelling at him or whatever. He's a part owner. What are you talking about? I own this team. I own a percentage of this team. Don't talk to me like that. I'll fire you. I'll go up to the other guys and get you fired. You know?
Right.
What kind of authority would a head coach have with a guy like that has that trump card in his back pocket? It's just those are the bad things that would not
team
make it feasible.
Team morale would be terrible, Rob. Team morale would be terrible. Or there'd be guys coming up to you, yo, man, you know I want that. I want that. I guess not max deal. That's the NBA. But you know, I want that big contract next year, my man. You know, what if you boys with him? How you going to have great friends on the team? You know what I mean? It just –
Or you have an issue that he doesn't get the deal, Chris, that he wants.
Right.
He like, yo, I thought you were my boy. What?
Right.
What? You can't talk to those
players
dudes.
Now players are mad at you. They're not mad at the front office. They're mad at you. It's just impossible. As we flesh it out, you see how much nonsense it is. And Rob, look, I don't know if this is Caleb. This could be his dad, Carl. He did speak to GQ, and that's the article in which he said, you know, that they might, if they don't like the situation coming out of college with the NIL, they can easily stay, you know, and make millions and wait till the next year. And I don't know his dad from Adam. I knew LeVar Ball, or know him. I haven't talked to him in a while. But, you know, when he was really hot and, and you know, all out there. And that was LeVar. Now, his sons, it seems like they had a really good relationship. I was around all of them together. So I hope their relationship is still great, and he obviously has gone into the background now, which is good. But Rob, that was him. You may have met the guys Lonzo, LaMelo. They were good kids, and it was their dad doing all the sneaker brand and all the talking. Oh, he's better than Steph. Oh, he could beat. Who did he say he could beat 1-on-1? You know, Jordan. Steph, just crazy stuff. Yeah. That was the dad. So I'm not going to put this necessarily on Caleb. This might, Rob, just be his dad feeling like, hey, we got a meal ticket. Let's capitalize on every single way we can.
And there's nothing wrong with wanting to explore all these things. But I just think you keep piling these things up and you're an owner, Chris, and you got to start to think, is this going to be a headache for me? And that's just every first overall pick does not pan out. It's just as much as you want to say, oh, yeah, you know, like, oh, yeah, can't miss, this and that. He's going to be a generational talent. A lot of them don't pan out. So it sounds like you think you're king of the world and everything's good. I mean, it didn't happen, Chris, but Matt Leinart didn't come out of USC. He stayed, went from the first overall pick to, what, number 10, and didn't have an NFL career to talk about.
Right.
That guy was supposed to be the number one pick, and he went back to college, said he wanted to stay. He enjoyed hanging out in the dorm.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Right. Rob, how good was Vince Young in college?
He was tremendous.
Vince Young was phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
And you saw, obviously, like you said, he didn't have an NFL career to speak of. RG3.
RG3
does what we do now. And he's young. I don't know how old he is. I bet you. What? He's probably
35?
32, 35 maybe.
I'm just guessing. Look it up. I'm going to say 35.
33.
Okay.
Right in the middle. I said 32. You said 35. 33 years old.
Yep.
I mean, he was not only great in college, he was great his first year.
His first year was offensive rookie of the year, Chris. He played well.
Yep. You just don't know. It's just as simple as that.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
So the last time James Harden spoke, it was all good. Nick Nurse and Daryl Morey are like, it was all good just a week ago. It wasn't even a week. And James Harden was saying, I'm getting in game shape, and yeah, I'm never going to be good with Daryl Morey again. That there is no chance our relationship is repaired, but I'm coming to play. I'm coming to ball. I'm a Hall of Famer, and I'm going to show y'all why. I mean, I'm embellishing a little, but he was saying he was coming to play. And then, lo and behold, he doesn't show up for practice today. And then, lo and behold, reports are that he's actually in Houston. Rob G, are they playing tonight, Philadelphia? I think they're playing tonight. He's not even at the game. All right. And so, Rob, I'm going to throw it out to you first. And Rob G, correct me if I'm wrong on them playing tonight. But how do you think Sixers should handle this situation?
I would play hardball. I would just don't come. You don't get paid. We're not giving in. Just we'll take the L and we'll make sure that you don't get paid.
They're not playing tonight. They play Friday.
Yeah, I'm not going to just roll over for this guy. This guy is, he's done this before, but they're to blame because they knew what he did in all the places. Daryl Morey.
You know, Morey thought he was his boy.
Right. That's what they thought. And this one ended badly. But he's done this and pulled this act before. Again, You can't act surprised. You can't act like, oh, my God, what's going on? Oh, this is so, we didn't expect this. This is who James Harden is. This is who
Look,
he is.
When you date somebody that Rob saw, you know, 3 nights ago at the club.
What? That's me?
She's out there a little bit. I'm just saying, you know? Like,
I'm not right. I can't be surprised. Yes,
I can't be surprised if she's talking to your boy Jimmy on the side.
Hey, it be's like that, Chris. It be's like that. Are you man enough to accept it? Is the whole thing? Because you knew our reputation. You knew James Harden's reputation, so you can't act all surprised and like, oh, I don't know what's going on. You knew what was going on. It's the worst case scenario if you're Philadelphia. Because you got a star, you got a team you think you could compete if this guy would just play. But he doesn't want to play, Chris.
I agree with you on that. They should play hardball. But here's how I would do it. I'm going to lay it out step by step. James Harden's going to show up. Because, Rob, the rules in the NBA, he has to show up if he wants to get paid. And he's upset because he's already lost tens of millions of dollars, if not more than that. And so he's going to come and get his $35 million this year. So he will be there. But here's what I think the Sixers need to do. Now, Harden seems to like or at least be able to stomach Nick Nurse, the new coach. He's spoken favorably of him. You know, who knows what that means. But, you know, it seems like he'll talk to Nick Nurse, the new head coach. Nick Nurse has to sit down with James Harden and say, James, we love you. I mean me and the teammates. I get it. You and Daryl have issues. That's between y'all. We need you on this team. We want you on this team. We think we can actually do some special things with you on this team. But I need to know. Hey, Rob, sometimes, you know, you would be surprised. Rob, you know this. There are guys in authority positions in the NBA that won't talk to players like this. They won't sit down and have a heart-to-heart. But that's what this situation calls for. I'm not saying Nick Nurse is not the guy that won't do it. I'm just saying in general, right. There I have heard stories of guys that they won't want to face a player like this.
Right. They don't want to be confrontational. Yep. They don't want to like get into it. That, like, it's shocking to me, but you're right.
Right, and it's part of the job. So Nick Nurse has to be point blank, look, James, we need you at 100%. Like, I get it, and I do get it, Rob, and I think you get it too. We can talk about the faults of Harden and all that, and there's many in this situation. We're not trying to absolve him. But when you feel like you're not getting the money you deserve or that you were lied to or whatever, then it can hurt your morale. And so Nick Nurse needs to be like, look, I need to know if you're going to be able to give us all you got. And if you can't, and he has to get the answer from Harden. If Harden says, I can, coach, then bring him in and let's go. If he says he can't, then Nurse needs to then, okay, I'll get back to you, James, on what we're going to do. Go to Daryl Morey and be like, look, he's not going to give us his all. And I don't. Rob, if they have Harden around and he shows up and is there for the games and, like, whether he plays or not, he is going to bring that team down with his attitude. His pouting, his sulking, his lethargy, if he plays and he's half, you know, going half speed, whatever, it's going to bring the team down. So if Harden cannot give him his all, or if he says, I'll give you my all, and plays hard for 2 games and then loafs the 3rd game, whatever the case, you got to get him out of there. And I'm telling you, Rob, if I was Daryl Morey, I'd say, look, stay away from the team until we trade you. Because I think this, Rob, I honestly think they can go just as far without James Harden as they can go with him. Because they're not getting past the second round with him. They might not get there with him without him. But I think they got a better – he's not going to make that much of a difference because He just doesn't bring it in the playoffs like he needs to. And so I think with Tyrese Maxey at the second option, with Tobias Harris as the third option, and a good cast of role players, they can have a decent season, make the playoffs. I think they can pretty much go just as far. I don't think their record will be as good as it would be without with Harden. But I just send him away if he's going to pout because it's going to tear down the team and ruin whatever decent season you could have.
No, I'm going to disagree with that. I'm not going to send the guy away and pay him. I'm not going to do that.
You going to let him play and pout and go half speed and all that?
No, if he goes half speed, he'll be suspended for insubordination and he won't get paid.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
I can do that. That's
okay.
Good. I'll take
I'm
going
to suspend him and not pay him because I'm not going to give him a free vacation not to, you know what I mean? With pay, Chris, to not play.
I'm not doing that.
If you don't follow the rules and regulations.
Sometimes it's hard for them to enforce that in the NBA. But if you can, I'm with you. Totally.
Yeah.
I agree.
Okay. So the insubordination, if you don't do what you're supposed to, I'm not paying you. And they're trying to win and come out. They went to Boston last year. They won game one without Embiid, had a chance to close out the Celtics, Chris.
You actually think they got a chance to win the East?
I do. I think if Harden was in the right frame of mind, that they would have a chance. I'm not saying that I would pick them, but I don't think that they have no shot. We saw what they did, but they should have beat Boston last year, right? Would you agree with that?
Do you think you're going to – I wouldn't say should have, but
no,
they
but
were
I mean,
there.
Once
they were right
once,
there. They were right there. It's a tough series.
It was 3-2
well.
Coming home. They had a golden opportunity to do it, especially when they stole game one. I'm not saying
on
going
paper,
in
they could be,
going
on
in
paper,
were they,
they
favorites. They weren't favorites
anybody.
Going in. No.
On paper, they could be as good as anybody in the East. I'll give you that. I'm not convinced Harden's ever going to deliver in the playoffs.
No, I hear
and
you.
For that matter, Embiid
you.
Has shrunk a little bit in the playoffs. But what do you – but I hear you. But do you actually think there's a chance you're going to get Harden in his right mind?
No. I don't. So, but I'm just saying I'm not letting him get his way.
So you
I'm
let
not.
Him come in – and,
if
and
you
then
don't,
you say you either you play or – because here's the thing, Rob. If he plays and he plays poorly and we can see he's loafing, how you going to prove, though, that he's not playing his best?
Chris, it's
he
more
– he can really say, look, I'm giving him my all. Now, here – I will throw this out, Rob. James Harden has to realize whatever future he wants in the league, he does need to play well.
Chris,
like going out there playing poorly is not going to help him because next year he wants to get a free agent contract.
Thank you.
And so he does need to play.
He has an
well.
Incentive to that. And also, right. Chris, if you go out and put up BS numbers, you hurt your overall average, okay, which you could hurt your Hall of Fame or whatever.
Well, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. I mean, he's that shit.
But I'm just saying, like,
that's definite. That
but I'm just saying, like, you could hurt some of your stats, that, you know, all kinds of other things that people look at. I don't believe he's going to go out there and score 2 points to make a point.
Remember,
I don't
he
believe
did
that
in Houston.
Well, he had a fat man suit on, too.
He came out and played well. Yeah, he scored 40 or something in one of the games, and then he saw they're not going to trade me without me playing this well. And so then he started playing poorly. But I hear you. We're in a lot of agreement, but – and he does have incentive. That's what Harden needs to realize. He doesn't help himself by not playing well. He doesn't help himself by having a bad attitude. He really doesn't because teams are leery. And, Rob, we saw it now. Carmelo was further gone than Harden is at this point. Allen Iverson was further gone than Harden is, meaning their games weren't where his is at now. But we saw both of them, legends, top 75 players, guys that will, you know, Melo will be in the Hall of Fame. Iverson's already in the Hall of Fame. Iverson even more iconic than James Harden. And their careers ended prematurely because they wouldn't accept the role or whatever. And James Harden, Rob, could be in that boat next year if he doesn't handle this the right way.
He could
so
be.
Hopefully he will, you know, he'll just do what's best for his career. I get him being mad at them, even as he's to blame for a lot of it. But they're not blameless either.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.